Hello, please.
Hello?
Yeah,
my name is Michael. I'm calling to speak with a person who handles the online listings for Queen Sweep. Are you the owner by any chance?
No, that would be my aunt.
Oh, I see. Is she there to speak with?
No, this is a work phone.
Oh, a work phone. I see. Well, actually, ma'am, my name's Michael. I'm calling from Local Splash. And, you know, the reason we're calling is we wanted to speak about listing on the first page of Google for your business name, Queen Sweep House Cleaning. And it would be perfect if you're open for more business or more clients. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I only have one customer out of everything that we've done. I don't even understand it. So, yeah. Rather disappointing, I should say. Yeah, I have one customer. I've put out mailers, I've put out advertising, and not much of anything is happening at all.
Oh, I understand perfectly what you mean, ma'am. And, well, basically this is Google marketing or advertising. What it means is, if you're familiar with Google, for example, like everyone uses Google, they search, for example, cleaning or home cleaning within your service area locally, you know. Usually, if you're familiar, Google would suggest maybe 5 or 4 companies on the first page. So are you familiar with that at all? You know how Google works?
Myself, personally, no. Normally my aunt, she deals with all that. But so what you're saying is that, is our information out there? Because I'm pretty sure she's paying for that, right?
Well, right now, as we speak, you know, it's not on the first page yet, okay? Basically, if so that you understand more how this works, it's those on the first page, 4 or 5 companies, they're the ones getting 90% of the calls within your service area and locally. So that's exactly where we would be listing you, so that you'll be the ones to be getting the calls from interested customers ahead of your competition, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah.
Do you see the value in it? Yeah. So, yeah, the reason we're calling today is because, you know, one of those first page positions became available in your area. So we're assigned to that area today, calling through to fill that open position. So Google's rule is that, you know, we can work with one business per position. Once that open position is filled there today, we stop these calls to the area. So we can't accept any additional companies in. And this is an exclusive listing on Google, ma'am. And I'm sorry, my name's Michael again. What was your name to address you properly?
My name is Trish. I'm her niece.
Trish. Okay. Nice to meet you, Trish.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. So that's the, you know, the reason we're calling. If you see the value in it, may I ask just to see if this would be a good fit for you so that you could get customers, you know, consistently for your business. Like, how far are you willing to travel for a new client, if I may ask?
I mean, I think I would go as far as Novi. You know, Novi, I mean, some parts in South Redford, local, you know, I'm definitely flexible to, like, you know, do certain areas and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, thanks for confirming. So I assume, Trish, those areas of maybe 50, 40 miles, just an estimate.
Yeah, you could say about that, yeah.
So thanks for confirming. And also, may I ask you, like, how long have you been in business, or how long have you been licensed, if I may ask that?
My aunt would know all that. So I'm thinking it's maybe, this is probably coming up close to maybe a year.
Okay.
And I, like I said, I have one customer.
Oh, I understand. And, well, Trish, well, good thing here is you're considered like a new business, basically, for new businesses to have like a we have a promotional rate, like it's a reduced rate than normal, so this will be perfect. And Trish, may I ask, let's say, of course, since you're the ones doing the job, you can make like decisions on behalf of Clean Sweep House Cleaning, your business, right?
Correct. We're licensed, insured, and bonded.
Okay. Well, thanks for confirming. And you can make the final decisions, like, in behalf of, you know, your cleaning business, of course, since you do the job, right?
Correct.
Okay. Thanks for confirming. And, I'm just trying to pull up some details and pricing here for you so that I can discuss this for you. And, you know, if we could generate more business for you and get you the customers and results consistently that you're looking for, I'm sure you would consider moving forward with us today, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know if my aunt is paying this or, you know, what the deal is. I'm not quite understanding. Like, so are you trying to, like, offer me a plan that this is what you do, or what is this?
Oh, well, basically, exclusive listing, yes, we're trying to offer. But may I ask you, just to make sure this will be a good fit for you, like, what exact zip code are you coming from, like, right now?
I'm 48239.
48239. Okay.
Yeah, I'm in Redford.
Redford.
Yeah.
And, okay. And you do just home cleaning, or are you open for commercial cleaning?
I mean, currently I'm kind of just trying to get, you know, customers for home cleaning.
Home cleaning. Okay. Thanks for confirming that. So, yeah, basically, here's what I saw, Trish, okay? Because when you try to search, when someone tries to search for cleaning service or home cleaning within your zip code, let's say, I don't see Clean Sweep House Cleaning yet on the first page. What I see is, tell me if you're familiar with Old Fashioned Cleaning, Phenomenal Cleaning Service LLC, at Triple M Cleaning Custodial, Right Way Janitorial Cleaning Service. Like, have you heard of any one of those companies?
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, basically, they're the ones on the first page, and they're getting 90% of the calls, wanting, or customers wanting, or prospects wanting cleaning service. So that's exactly where we would be listing you. So I assume most probably your app has not been paying for advertising yet, because I don't see your business name there yet. Because your business name, just to make sure, it's Clean Sweep House Cleaning. That's the complete name, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so I really don't see it anywhere on the first or even the second page, basically. So, Trish, if we could make Google affordable for you, to get your customers, that for sure, that would be, you see the value and consider, right? Consider listening to at least, right?
I don't know if this is something my aunt should be doing, because she's the owner. So, this is just a work number that I'm supposed to generally answer for clients that we're not getting. The best way, I think, to reach her, let me see if I got her phone number in here.
Sure.
All right, do you have Patricia McAuliffe on this account, or?
No, we just have this number and your name, Trish, and, or if you want, like, what's the best time to maybe call you, that you were with your aunt, you know, Patricia, so that we can maybe do a three-way call, or you her and, you know, me on the same call, basically, so that both of you would hear about...
Technically, she's the owner. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if anybody should be making decisions about where the company's going, because, like, she's been telling me she's been working with Google for months now.
Oh, for months now. I see. I understand. Yeah, is it okay if I may have the phone number of Patricia for me to call?
Yeah, let me see if she's got it in here.
Sure.
Okay, her phone number is, I don't know if it's for this phone or...
Or is Patricia there right now with you?
What did you say?
Oh, is your aunt, you know, available right now with you?
She's currently seeing a surgeon right now.
Oh, I see.
No, she's on an appointment right now. Let me see, because what's the phone number that you're calling from? Or the number that you're calling, you know, what's the number you're calling me from? Like, is it 697-3188? Is that the phone number?
Yeah. I mean, you see the phone number from there for sure. We also have a website, you know, localsplash.com. But, yeah, if for sure you should be seeing our phone number from there. You could also call that back anytime. We're open like 7 to 4 PST. And what else? I mean, if you can't find a phone number, that's okay. Like, is there like a best time for me to call you back? Maybe once Patricia is there to speak with, if I may ask?
Okay, this might be her phone number. 313-244-2416.
Okay, I got it. And is it okay if I call that number right now?
Like I said, I'm not sure when her appointment gets done.
Oh.
It was at 1 o'clock. So I would say, try like around 2:30.
2:30. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. I'll just take note of that here. And Patricia would never be with you. Like, is there a time that she would be with you so that I could just take note here as well, you know? If I can't reach her.
I mean, my aunt sometimes comes over here for coffee or whatnot, but you know what I'm saying? I have one customer. I really don't see her a whole lot, which I do need to get products from her. Yeah, I just have one customer that I do like every other week. So.
Okay. Sure, I understand. I'll just take note of that. And, well, Patricia, thank you so much for your time. I'll just call Patricia then by 2:30. Okay.
Okay.
Have a great day. Okay, bye-bye.
Yep, you too.